This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulihil Kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Wa lillahi al-asma'il husna, fad'uuhu biha. Rabbi shrahli sadri, wa yassirli amri, wa hlul uqdatan min lisani, yafqahu qawli. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Meaning with the peace, mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon all of you. Welcome to yet another episode of Know Your Lord. In the last session, we talked about the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and mentioned how great they are and how much we need to reflect upon them. In the last session, we talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Bari, Al-Barr, Al-Basir. He is At-Tawwab, Al-Jabbar. He is Al-Basir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives these names for us so that we may reflect upon all these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also mentioned that He is Al-Hafidh, Al-Hafidh. In this episode, inshallah, we shall talk about more names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an objective of comprehending them so that inshallah we can, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, attain Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hafi. Al-Hafi is the one who is affable. He is the affable, meaning he is the most kind. He is most gentle. He treats his slaves with gentleness, with mildness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Hafi, which is the one who is absolutely kind to his slaves. He looks at his slaves with gentleness, with kindness. He provides his slaves through kindness, gentleness, and mildness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Haqq. Al-Haqq is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is mentioned in Surah Yunus, Surah number 10, ayah number 32. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that He is Al-Haqq. Al-Haqq means the truth, the reality. Undoubtedly, the whole creation around us and within us signifies that He is the truth, He is the reality. Whether any person accepts it or not, He remains a reality, He is the truth. And what all He sent is the truth. What all the messengers He sent are the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth, and He loves the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Haqq. Al-Haqq is the reality, the truth. And if we actually ponder and reflect on this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would attest to the fact that how truth He is. Because in this very world that we are living, we cannot deny Him. If we are honest, if we are intellectual, if we are truthful, we cannot deny Al-Haqq, the truth. Meeting Him in the hereafter to give our accounts is Al-Haqq. The day of judgment is Al-Haqq, is the truth. What all He commands is the truth. What all He mentions in the Quran is the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Haqq, the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mubin, meaning the most evident, the most clear. Allah's existence, His essence, is far more clearer, is far more evident than the creation of this world. If we can't deny what we see, how can we deny the greatness, Al-Mubin, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is most clear. He is most evident through His essence, through His names and attributes, through His divinity, through His lordship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions that He is Al-Mubeen. And Al-Mubeen is the one who is most evident, as mentioned in the glorious Quran, in Surah Furqan, Surah number 25, Ayah number 24. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Hakim, meaning the most wise. Allah says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayat number 209, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hakim. Al-Hakim is the most wise. He is the most wise in His names and attributes. He is the most wise in His essence. He is the most wise in His actions. So whatever happens, it is with the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a times we think that, why did it happen to me? Why did this happen to me? Remember, there is a wisdom behind that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hakim, the most wise. So ask and seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek the hikmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be more wise, so that we comprehend, we understand, we know. Al-Hakim, the most wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Haleem. Al-Haleem is the one who is the most forbearing. Subhanallah. Allah is the most forbearing. There is no one who is the most forbearing. He's the one who looks at his slaves with generosity, with kindness, looks at his disobedience and still gives chance to him, so that one day he can come back to Al-Haleem, the most forbearing. He sees the shirk happening, the partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, setting up rivals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives chance to the people, to his slaves, so that they can come back and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is out of his forbearing attitude and attribute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives chance to the people, so that his slave can be saved in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Haleem, and Al-Haleem is mentioned in the Quran in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayat number 235. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Hamid. Al-Hamid is the one who is the worthy of all praises. He is the one who is well praised. No doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need our praises. He doesn't need us to praise Him. He is the one we need to praise Him, because He deserves all praises. He is the one who must be praised because of His great lordship. He must be praised alone because of His beautiful names and perfect attributes. He must be praised because of His divinity, because He has created us. He must be praised because He deserves to be praised. And this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hamid, is mentioned in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, Ayat number 1, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Ra, we have revealed the book to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that you may take people. You may take people from darkness to light, from ignorance to knowledge, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and He shows in this ayah the purpose of the glorious Quran. The purpose of the glorious Quran, which was given to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the purpose Allah clarifies in the Quran is that He has sent this book so that He may take people from darkness to light, from ignorance to knowledge and wisdom, from the darkness of shirk, that is associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the brightness, to the light of Tawheed, that is oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Al-Hamid. We need to praise Him so that we can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can show our gratitude towards Him. What not He has given us. He has given us everything. He must be praised by us, because we need Him, not that He needs you. He doesn't need anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He deserves our praises in the truest sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Hamid, the one who is praised. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hayy. Who is Al-Hayy? Al-Hayy is the one who is ever living. The Creator's attribute is that He must be ever living. Because people, those people who worship other gods and claim that one dies and the other borns, how can they be gods? The God is such, the Creator is such, who is Al-Hayy, ever living. He does not die. If he dies, who will take care of this creation? Common sense demands that the God must be worshipped. The God must be worshipped who is Al-Hayy. Who is Al-Hayy, the ever-living. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 255, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hayy, the ever-living. He was there when there was nothing. He is there when everything is there. And He will be there when there will be nothing on the face of the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hayy. So is it not common sense that we go back to the one who is ever living, to the one who is all seeing, to the one who can listen to us, to the one who is all powerful? We need to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Hayy, who is mentioned in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 255. We will continue with the rest of the names and their explanations in the coming minutes after a short break.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.